Our topic today is corporal punishment, and our featured guest is Dr. Kirby Alvey, and he is a nationally and internationally respected authority on parenting and parent education and a scientist in parenting research. He is the executive director and founder of the Center for the Improvement of Child Caring, which has received worldwide acclaim for creating, delivering, and disseminating model parent training programs. Dr. Alvey is also the author of numerous books and articles on parenting, parent training, child development, and child abuse. And most recently, he founded NEPI, the National Effective Parenting Initiative, which is a nationwide movement to improve the overall quality of parenting in the United States. And I am totally behind NEPI. I'm on the board of advisors and the affiliates. So I'm very excited to have Dr. Alvey here to talk with us about corporal punishment. Welcome to the call, Dr. Alvey.
I'm happy to be here.
All right.
I interviewed Dr. Alvey for about a half hour on the definition of corporal punishment, research about corporal punishment, information about a bill in California to ban corporal punishment, the role of parent educators, and information on NEPI, the National Effective Parenting Initiative that he founded and that I serve on the advisory board. So I asked him one final question.
So if we could, because we're just about to the end of our half hour with you before we move into the Q&A section, and so we can explore this more in the Q&A section if folks want to, but we've said in order for parents to not use corporal punishment, they need to know other alternatives. Can you give us just, you've mentioned a couple of things that parents can do. Can you maybe just give us a short list of some alternatives that parents can use, and then maybe we can discuss that more in the Q&A or next month? I've actually got a question for the group on that. So what do you recommend?
Well, the first thing is really to analyze situations, analyze what unwanted behaviors you're finding yourself hitting or wanting to hit your kids over. Sometimes when you do that, you can find that you can change the environment so that the kids don't engage in those unwanted behaviors in the first place. It may be something to do with the way you've organized your home, the type of situations you're putting your kids in, when you're taking them out. You really need to analyze that you may be creating situations where the kids behave in such a way that you want to hit them. So you got to look at creating an environment that you're not going to be finding the kids engaging in unwanted behaviors. Another thing is to look at those unwanted behaviors themselves and not just focus on, you know, that he talks back to me or that they hit each other, you know, in sibling rivalry, but look at all of those unwanted behaviors in terms of what's incompatible with them. You know, if it's a problem between your two kids and they're, you know, clobbering each other, what's incompatible? Well, one of the things that's incompatible is that they get along or that they are getting along or that they are sharing things. And come alive during those times. You know, put more of your emphasis on what we call at CICC the do side of family rules. You know, we do talk to each other in a civil voice. We don't yell at each other. We don't hit each other. Focus on the do side when kids, because all kids are also cooperative sometime, and most of them are cooperative a lot of times. So put more energy into the cooperative times. Come alive. Be spectacular with your children when they are behaving in ways that are consistent with your family rules.
And I would add to that, make sure that we teach them the skills for accomplishing what we want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want them not to hit when they have a disagreement, we have to take the time to teach them how to work things out without hitting.
And then also model that in our own relationships. Yeah. That's another very important issue here. Do we use roughness in our relationships with each other? You got to look at yourself. What is the model that you're putting out there for adoption for your kids?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way to, you know, that's another supposed alternative. And then with little kids, you can do distraction. You know, a child's getting into something, well, you can distract that child as it gets into something else. You can use really good timeout procedures. And timeout's not an easy thing to do. You know, a lot of people say it doesn't work. Well, one of the reasons it doesn't work for some families is they don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
and that's,
and
again,
that's,
an issue of training and education.
Yeah,
I mean, I could keep going on here.
I have to the group. Yeah,